Blog Talk Radio.
Difficulties, and like I said, I don't know if it was the if it was my end or the site's end, but I'm calling in from my actual the house phone instead of using the direct dial, because I think that was the problem, the direct dial from Blog Talk. But anyway, we are here, y'all. Welcome to the Morning Talk with the Red Hawk morning show over here at Blog Talk Radio. I also have the video deal going on over here at ivlog.tv, ivlog.tv/user/redhawk. So you can either watch me or listen to me. If you listen to me, you do have an opportunity to call in to the show. The call-in numbers are 347-637-3790. Again, slower this time, 347-637-3790. So that's what's going on over here at Blog Talk Radio. Over here on the video side, oh goodness, let me make some room. I am just all over the place, y'all. I'm just gonna put it this way: the video show let's just say it has far more potential than my radio show has in the 6 months that I've been doing it. So I may in the future, what's up, guest? That's why I praise him. That is why I sing. Okay, guest 48. Wonderful. 45, I mean. Anyway, yeah, we have a guest over here on the video side. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Talk with the Red Hawk Show via The Nest, being broadcast simultaneously from Blog Talk and also iVlog. Are you on a work call? No, sweetheart. Actually, I am on my talk show that I call into. Yeah. I mean, I could have the phone down, and I could have called into the show via the little janky Skype connection, but it hasn't been working. So I decided that if I wanted to give this thing my full effort, which I did want to at least do, let's see, 5, 6, 7. Okay, whenever the 9th is, that's when my $40 pro account is due, and I don't know if I want to invest any more money into my radio show. This last month was donated to me by one of my loyal viewers and listeners, and I did want to at least finish out this subscription month. So anyway, that's the only reason why I'm back. Other than that, I was not going to even bother with the radio side of the show, because I'm just going to say it, it's not a win-win situation. And when it's not a win-win situation and you are putting your all into something and they're winning and you're not winning, hello, time to reevaluate. So ain't nobody got time or dimes to be investing in something where the people who are listening let's not even go there. But anywho, that is here nor there. We are moving on. We are moving on. Yeah, so anyway, like I said, the video show is off and popping. Last night we had an epic show. There were at least, I don't know, 19 to 20 people in the room without me being featured. It starts with me being featured, but once they got a whiff of what was going on up in here in the nest, they stayed, and they came in droves with their registered names, and that's what I always wanted to see, registered names. I don't mind the guests. Guests are cool, but I think you guys are creepy because some of you guys are incognito and trying to be, you know, inconspicuous, and what's the purpose? What's the purpose of that? I'm just saying, what's the purpose of being hidden? Hello, let your light shine before the world, and maybe you are full of darkness. Maybe that's why you hiding in the shadows. I don't know. But, yeah, I always, you know, I just wonder about folks who, I mean, because you can stay anonymous even with your registered nickname, okay? So, oh, and this too shall pass. Yes, honey, and this too shall pass. That is my guess. I'm sorry, boo. I was not here at exactly 9 o'clock, but fortunately for us, my alarm sounded, and I did hear it, and I lay there, and I got up about 8:30, and then I went and I looked in the mirror, and see, I just recently did my natural hair, and let's just say it's combable now, and so when my natural hair is combable, I pay it some attention, and so I'm in there, you know, prepping and priming and all that jazz. So I actually spent a half hour in the mirror putting oils and all kinds of junk in my hair and stuff, and then I threw this thing on. Y'all know I do not deal with my natural hair. So we have a new look. Hawkey has a new look. I love it. It's getting ready to get hot, y'all. We need light and fluffy, and that's what's going on with the new hairdo. It's shorter. Yeah, and I think it's working. I think it is. It's definitely got Red Hawk written all over it. It's got some red highlights. I mean, we doing the do over here, y'all. But anyway, let me see what's going on Facebook, because I don't know. I think I'm trying to see you doing the show. My brother cracks me up. He asked me, am I doing the show? Just go check it out. go see if I'm doing the show. Don't ask me, am I doing the show? Go investigate. Do your homework. I'm just saying, there's no better way to find out than going. I mean, I'm just now seeing his inbox, and that was, 15 minutes ago. So you missed 15 minutes of the show because you did not go investigate. I'm just saying, if you want to know something, at least, you know, it's okay to reach out, but the first line of defense is investigating on your own. Yes, both shows. And see, I don't know if he's on the road or what. But anyway, so that's that. Let's see what else is going on. Okay, today is Moaning Monday. That's what I get for being silly. I almost choked. That's what I get for being silly. But today is Moaning Monday. And the reason why I picked that that topic is because a lot of folks moan on Mondays, moaning, bitching, and moaning. Oh, my God, so, like, this is the second bird that has ran into my window. What is really going on? I'm just saying, yesterday it was my side window. This morning it's the front window. Birds, y'all better be careful. Maybe they're trying to get to me. Hey, brothers and sisters in the bird kingdom. Yes, this is the Hawkie doing her morning squawk show. My morning squawk show. That's funny. But anyway, oh, my goodness. And here we are. Let me get back over here. So ain't too much going on over here on Facebook. I did put out the call that we're here. Let me put this on the like pages. Got to put it on the like pages because that's where folks is, you know, maybe they're not on my personal page. So let me see. I do have some folks. There we go. There she go. All right, so that's on the morning talk. Yeah, excuse me. I talk while I'm doing stuff. Let me see. Man, these glasses, I think they need cleaning. I did purchase my signature tiger eyes and brown eyes over the weekend. So I'm doing those. But I noticed that if you sleep in them, they get hazy or fuzzy. I mean, I woke up like I was in a fire or something. It looks smoky, but it's the calcium buildup on your eyeballs. So I will not be sleeping in these. I am going to take the time to take them off tonight. So, but yeah. Let's see. Love getting card reading, but I know you have to do paid as well because that is your living. Yes, guess 45. Exactly. It really is. And see, In the light worker world, I'm sorry, but you have all of the makings or the energy of a freebie seeker. I'm just saying, you have all the makings of a freebie seeker. If you would just drop a $5 donation, that would take away the freebie seeker label and the freebie seeker energy, you know, because if you can't afford to even spend $5 on a reading, you shouldn't be on the internet. You should be someplace up under a rock. I'm just saying that's how we feel in the light worker community because there are far too many people who are seeking free. And if you would just put some kind of value into our work, then you would not be labeled a freebie seeker. But I'm just saying you have all the feel of a freebie seeker, and that's not a good look for you. It really isn't. I'm just saying. So, I mean, as financially strapped as I have been in the past, I've always found a way to drop some type of monetary seed into people's lives. I mean, really. So go scrounge up $5 and get that label off of you. I'm just saying, get that energy off of you. You don't want that energy. It just feels icky. I'm just saying, it really does. And I love the praise that you know, give me for my efforts and this, that, and the other. But, honey, praise don't pay no bills. Accolades don't pay no bills. It just doesn't. And it only takes a little bit to remove the curse of the freebie seeker. I'm just saying. And then you come on here every day and you want a card reading, and that's just ugliness, boo. I'm just being real rare and raw with you. It feels disgusting to a person who does this for a living and, you know, ooh, me, pick me. That's what it feels like. I want free. That is what I'm hearing in my ear. Give me free. You know, you've been getting free. So, I mean, it's time for you to drop a dime or two. I'm just saying. Until I start doing readings, and I'm talking to you, boo-boo. I'm talking to guest 45 and anybody else who does not feel like they need to. I getting free is nowhere. Huh? What are you saying, 45? I give free readings every day. Every day that I've been here. Every time I pull a card, that is a free deal. Oh, okay, you keep a 45 on you? Wonderful. Anyway, guys, if you want, whatever. I was far too quiet in here. Where's my music? I need my Native American music. Where are we at? You guys, don't do me. It's too early in the morning. I got up out of my comfy bed to do this show. I promised I'd be here at 9, but I did not make it until like 9:35, but I am here. I'm doing my due. So boom. So boom. Where are we at? My niece, my music. Where are you? Native American. But yeah, guys, you will feel a lot better if you plant seeds. I'm just saying. I know I do. I mean, I go into my nothing. I go into my nothing and I give. So certainly you guys can do the same. You should do the same. Really. Five at least. Five will keep me alive. I'm just saying. Imagine if 20 people gave me $5 a piece. Hello. I'm just saying. It all adds up. It does not have to be, you know, $1 million from just one person. What you are doing then, it's not good. It's not good at all. It actually causes imbalance in the universe. There should always be a giving and receiving. It's energy. And, you know, I don't mind doing free, because I've done free. I do free. But I don't even know how to describe it, but when people put value in what you do, what's up, praise and worship? When people put value in what you do, it gives you a sense of accomplishment. I mean, like volunteers, people who volunteer at the hospital, they're volunteering because that's what they love to do, volunteer. But this is what I do to feed my family, to pay my bills. And nobody said you had to give, but I'm just saying, if you're going to be asking for something, you should be willing to give something in return. I'm just saying, when you actively seek something, asking for it, you should be willing to give something in return. So asking is like, you know, can I have this? Can I have that? Just like a child. Mommy, can I have breakfast? Mommy, can I? I mean, that's that. But you are asking me to give you something that I get paid for, and that should never be the case, you know. I got an inbox message from you yesterday, Red Hawk. I think you might sent it the wrong message, but meaning to send it to someone else. No, praise and worship, no. What actually happened was I got an inbox saying that you tried to send me an inbox. And so I just called myself, you know, returning the inbox, even though yours was empty. You know, I'm like, okay, I think they tried to send me an inbox. So, yeah, I know. I got two of them, one from someone else who did have a message in, and then yours. So I was just returning the inbox. See, you gave me nothing, but I still gave you something. Hello. See how that worked out? I'm a giver. okay? Even though it looked like it was, you know, done on accident, I still turned around and gave you an inbox in return, something with something in it. So anyway, guys, if you would like to call into my show, I am over here on blog. I'm going to put the call-in numbers here just in case you want to talk. I don't know. 347-3637-3790. Okay, that is the number to my talk show. If you call that number right now, you will be live over at my talk show on Blog Talk. So, yeah, call in. Let me hear what y'all sound like. Here it's just, you know, I don't hear you. That's cool, though. It's all gravy. Oh, my God, I'm being featured again. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. You guys are tuned in to the Morning Talk with the Red Hawk. This is an actual talk show, sweethearts. It really is. I've been doing the Morning Talk with the Red Hawk show since January 13th. I'm about to pull the plug on it, though. I'm about to pull the plug on this thing. Yes, I am. Looks like we do have a caller. Hello. Hello, caller. Over here from the 620 area code. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You are live on the Morning Talk with the Red Hawk show.
That's wonderful.
Are you?
Huh?
Pardon?
No, my name is Praise and Worship Service.
Praise and Worship Service. What's good in the neighborhood? We got Praise and Worship here over here on the live radio show. This show is being recorded, so you can, if you can't make it over here now, at the end of the show, you can listen to yourself, Praise and Worship. What have you to say to the listeners this morning?
Just say hello, everybody.
Okay. Praise and Worship. This is, let me turn this down, y'all. Okay, flutes in the ears this morning. Hold on, I did not know this was this loud. But we had RC piped in yesterday for the evening show, and he was jamming. Okay, so Praise and Worship, you're coming to us from over at iVlog. Would you tell my radio listeners why you tune in to the Straight Talk with Red Hawk show over at iVlog?
Because she is an amazing person. She gives card readings to those who need it. She tells people how it is, and it comes from her heart. And I think people need to listen to what she says, because it is truth, and it is from the point. And you have to believe yourself before you can move on. And I really enjoy her show over at iVlog TV.
Thank you, Praise and Worship Service. See, when Praise and Worship first came into my room, I'm like, oh, God, here comes a holy roller. So I misjudged you by your name, and I do apologize. I really do. But if you knew the grief that I've taken on because people don't understand my overall gift, they're like, you know, that ain't of God, and, you know, this, that, and the other, and yeah. But if you sit long enough, you will see that I am truly heaven sent. I'm heaven bound. Hello? I mean, what devil do you know, Praise and Worship Service, that's trying to heal people's hearts by any means necessary? Do you know anybody,
right?
Any devils like that?
No, I do not. Because the devil will destroy your life, and you try to lift people's spirits up. And that is an amazing thing that you have. You have a gift of the Spirit. And, you know, you tell people how it is, and people need to, when they call you on your work phone, they need to listen. But like you said, sometimes they don't want to hear the truth, of which, you know, I can understand that. But, you know, when you're taking your time of trying to explain to them what's going on, You know, they need to take it inside their heart and believe what you're telling them.
Yeah. Yeah, because all I'm doing is, you know, when they come to me with their issue, immediately the spirit starts, you know, formulating their prescription for their healing. And a lot of people don't want to be healed. A lot of folks, it's the same way as going to the doctor. You know, you're going to the doctor and he's telling you one thing and you're like, no, 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 doctor, blah, blah, blah. And the doctor's looking like, huh? You came to me to be healed. So how are you going to dispute what I'm telling you that's going to, you know, make you whole and make you well? But that's human nature. But I love when the callers are ready to be released. I love when my clients come and they are so sick and tired of the way their life is going that all they can do is just sit there and soak in their medicine. Because, I mean, even though my delivery may be a little harsh, because a lot of people are like, oh, my God, nobody's ever talked to me like that before. I'm like, you know what? You are so bound that I have to shove this truth down your throat. I have to give you the biggest pill. And no, it doesn't taste good, but I see you on the outside of your situation, and I want you on the outside of your situation. So I'm going to give it to you exactly how I feel, or how, I'm not even going to say how I feel. I'm just the vessel. So let me step back and not say I. It's not about me. It's not about what I do. It's about me waking up every morning with the sole purpose of healing the people that Father God puts across my path. And there are so many who need what I have, but they don't want it.
Right. Right.
And that's so sad to me.
Yes, it is. And, you know, just like that guest was in here saying that, you know, they want a card reading, they want a card reading. Well, nothing comes free. You know, you when this is your job, what you're doing, and you're getting paid for that, they need to, like you said, they need to start paying it, because you are giving free card readings. You did it last night. You gave people card reading. I was one. Granny was one, which was my mother. And, you know, you gave us free card readings and everybody else. But there comes a time where you need to just step in and pay in PayPal or whatever it is that you do. You know, they need to start paying, you know, so.
Yeah. Even if it's just $2 or $5, put some type of financial energy on that thing. Because, I mean, At the end of last night, honey, I was so wore out. I mean, it was fun. It was great. I loved doing it. My brother Cheeky, he's like, oh, my God, that was fun. It really was fun. This is the type of interactivity that I was looking for over here at the at the radio show, you know, people calling in with their issues, and not so much as me giving them cards, because when I first started doing the radio show, I wasn't pulling cards. I was just, you know, looking for people with issues so that I could fix them and stuff. But I'm over here working my butt off last night, and somebody's like, your eyes are bloodshot. Honey, you guys are draining the heck out of me, you know. But it was so fun, and I really enjoyed doing it. It was a blessing doing it, and I gotta say that someone did step up, okay? Someone gave enough money last night that it took care of $5 here, $5 there, $5 here, $5, you know what I'm saying? So someone did put value into what I was doing, and I do appreciate them. So every now and then people do step up, but it'd be even more beautiful if everybody stepped up, because a little from a lot of people goes a long way. And that's what we preach over here at the radio station. You know, a little bit goes a long way. You know,
correct.
If you don't have a lot, just give something. Give something. I'm telling you, planting a financial seed into this life, oh, my God, that is a blessing on your end. You will be blessed for putting any seed into this ministry, because that's what it is. It's a ministry.
Correct. Correct. I agree. I agree. Well,
yes.
I just wanted to call in and say how much I appreciate your show. I'm glad I found you on iVlog. And when I first came into your show that day, and I was just amazed by the stuff that, you know, those callers that were calling in and you were telling them and all that. And I still remember that one time when that one person called in and they hung up on you and they called you back and so on and so forth. But, yeah, the truth does hurt. It does hurt. And, you know, like you said, people just don't want to hear it. And, you know, it's like praying, like, you know, praying cleans your soul, you know, when you pray and everything. And it just, it's kind of like my mom always said, you know, the truth will set you free. If you tell somebody the truth, it will set you free. Amen on that.
One way or the other.
Right.
Okay. Some folks don't want to be set free, though. That is the thing. A lot of people have got so accustomed to living in their misery that that's all they know. But here's the thing about coming up under the voice of the hawk. I mean, I am truly anointed and appointed, and I have like maybe 5 or 6 pages of testimonies from when I worked on this psychic site where, you know, after people have taken me private, they leave a review or a testimony, so to speak. And most of the people are like, oh, my God. I mean, hearing it from her, yes, it hurt, but she had a way of saying it, even though it was harsh, it felt good hearing it, you know, and that's their soul crying out for release. And just, I mean, I don't know. I just wish back in the day I had, you know, someone such as myself in my life that could, you know, knock me upside the head with the truth. Maybe I wouldn't have gone through some of the stuff that I went through, but if I not had gone through that stuff, I wouldn't be as wisdom-filled and knowledgeable about life happenings and stuff like that. So I use my own life experiences when I'm helping people as well, because ain't nothing like living it to be able to tell someone else, hey, I've been through that. I know how you feel.
Right. Exactly. I agree. I agree to 100%. Well, I thank you for letting me call in this morning, and I just want to tell everybody, if you haven't checked out her on iVlogTV, please do. She has a great cast, and she's very spiritual, and she will help you with anything you need. The only thing that you need to do is, when you talk to her, believe in what she's saying, and like I said, the truth does hurt, but the truth will set you free. So, everybody else that's listening to the radio show, have a good day. Bless you all, and I'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.
That's what's up. All right, see you over at iVlog Praise and Worship. Love you so much.
Okay, love you too.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. And quite naturally, I do love the accolades, but, I mean, this man is speaking from the heart. Didn't know him from Adam, Steve, or anybody else, but he came to my show, and like I said, I'm like, uh-oh, are you friend or foe, Praise and Worship? Are you one of those typical holy rollers? He's typing, no, I agree with you 100%. I love what you do. So that is a person whose mind is not captured, you know, is not in bondage. And speaking of minds not being in bondage, I got Brother RC over here calling from his cell phone, which means he is on the road, I think. You at work, RC? What's up, Broham?
I am at work. What's up?
Hello. Oh, man, hey, still riding high off of last night. I mean, I could barely get off before I could jump in the tub. And, oh, my God, let me say this, and then I'll let you talk. Why did my man show up about 6 p.m. yesterday? So, you know, I got off the show about what was it, 10:30, 10 o'clock, 9:30?
Uh-huh. Yep, by 9:30.
He pulled up about 6 o'clock. And he didn't wash. He didn't sit on the steps and listen to the show from the basement. I mean, everyone knew he was here except for me. And he's like, well, baby, you were doing your thing. I did not want to interrupt you. And actually, you did pretty good. So he actually, with his sneaky self, got a chance. He actually got a chance to catch me doing what it is that I love to do and doing what it is I do when he's not around. Because he always wanted to know, baby, what did you do all day? Baby, I live online. If I'm not someplace running my mouth, I'm somewhere running my fingers. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what's up. He got to see you in the raw doing what you do.
Oh, God.
That's what's up.
Yes. He did. And it was just hilarious because, like I said, I had a house full of people yesterday, and because my little you guys saw him, but anyway, they were doing hair, and everybody saw him pull up. I mean, there's cars all out in the front, and he normally parks in the front. So I'm like, I come out at one point, and I'm like, I look out, I'm like, I bet my baby is like, where am I gonna park? And so one of the girls was like, what you mean he left? And I was so enthralled in my show that I did not catch anything until I was in the bed and my mind was actually coming back to me instead of being the vessel. You know what I'm saying? But she's like, he left? I'm like, what do you mean? I didn't even say, what do you mean he left? I just let that go over my head. I couldn't even comprehend what she was saying. He had been here. He had parked in the garage, not the garage, but the driveway, had done laundry. I ain't heard no washing machine going off. That's how intense and enthralled I was in the show.
Well, you was doing your thing, so that's what's up. You was going to do, you know, like back in the day, say you're going to do with Miller's group. You was going to do with the Red Hawk dude. That's what you was doing.
Oh, my God. But he was out there for like, what is he, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, like 3 or 4 hours. He had went to sleep in the car. I mean, that's crazy.
That's a good thing, though. Now he should have a whole new respect for what you do and know that it's serious and it's heartfelt from you. So that's what's up.
Yes. Because he did. He's like, baby, I've been here for like, before it got dark. I'm like, because he came out of nowhere. He comes, it's crazy. So like after I got off the show, I'm like, I need to find my baby because I haven't talked to him all day. So here I am texting him, where's my poo? And so, okay, I'm thinking, okay, he didn't get the text. So I'm tiddling around the house, you know, just trying to come down off this wonderful high of the show. And I'm sitting here, and right after the show, one of my other clients Skyped me. So I'm like, okay, I'm doing her and everything. So by the time he pops up, it's like, oh, my God, it's like 10:30.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, my God, where did you come from? He's like, I've been here all this time. I'm like, oh, my God, really? I said, don't do that. He's like, it's no big deal. I'm like, it is a big deal. He's like, no, you were doing your thing. So, yeah, I'm glad he got to capture me
in the
exactly. He's funny, though. He goes, it seems like all of your clients have all they do is talk about sex. I'm like, huh? When was we talking about sex? Were we talking about sex?
No, if he was in the chat, you know, he probably talked about the people that was making comments. That's the only way I can see that you know, he make a comment like that is looking
Well, I'm thinking, because remember when you played In Between the Sheets, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is a song I lost my virginity to?
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably what he was thinking about. But I'm like, I mean, he actually had a front row seat unbeknownst to me, because he did. He's like, he started the wash, and he just sat on the steps, and he's like, I heard you. And I'm like, what did you hear? He says, don't start asking me what I heard. He said, I heard everything. Whatever. Ain't no shame in my game. So boom. But But, yeah, that was just, we laughed so hard about that. I almost choked for real because I'm like, he's like, I told you even when I wasn't here, I was here. You know, I said, you're a sneaky old creep. I called him a creep. You creeper. You are the epitome of a creeper.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus. But no, but that was cool. So, yeah, my boo actually sees the seriousness of what I do. And like I say, it's not a hobby. It's a habit. And it's only going to get better. This is a habit that I don't want to ever end because this is, I feel like, you know, the video show especially, that's where it's at. As you say, that is where it's at. So,
yep, that's yeah. where it's at. Because you can see how much more you are engaged with the show on the video side of it.
Yeah.
You can see the expressions. You can see how you make those facial expressions and you can tell, you know what I'm saying? You fit for the camera. The camera is your best friend. So that's
okay. That's what's up. Yay. We got guests 05 and 43 in the house. Then we got Praise and Worship. Praise and Worship, thank you so much for lending your testimony to the radio side. You know, like I said, when you guys are praising me, it's not praising me, okay? I take no credit for any of my gifts. I mean, maybe my craziness, I'll take credit for that, but everything else truly is a part of the divine gift that God has given me. I am an entertainer, you know. I've been entertaining folks by way of all kinds of things, be it spoken or typed or dancing. I mean, I'm just an entertainer, and I thank God for all of the gifts that He has entrusted me with. And you know, at the end of the day, if I can make somebody smile or laugh, I am definitely fulfilling my purpose. So I'm honored.
Yeah, that's what's up. So when you feel good about what you're doing and you bring it home the way that you do, there's no reason for people not to be engaged and feel what the show has to offer. Even a person that has skepticism,
yes,
they can feel the genuineness just coming from you through that camera. So that's what's up. So I put it out there in the universe. My sister needs a movie role.
I have a movie role. You just never will see it. hello. Let me stop.
Hey,
anyway. No, honestly, seriously, though, I had this this guy. Actually, I was supposed to marry him. He wanted to marry me, but anyway, not. But he used to say, he used to ask me, was I a movie star? Because he's like, you belong in movies and of the explicit kind. Cause, yeah, you know how to get you down. But no, I've never been in a professional movie per se. But I listen, if I was not working for the good Lord, hello, I wouldn't have no
Thank
money
you.
Problems. I wouldn't have a money care in the world. But
there you go.
I am thankful. I am thankful to be working on this side of the fence because I'm telling you, and this is how you know that I am God's child. I have peeked into certain areas for a short period of time. The adult industry, there are certain several levels to that. Let's just say I was in the basement of the adult entertainment world, basement. I could have been all the way at the top. I'm just saying, on top of the roof even. But, yeah, I choose to try to live righteously and always, and not that that's doing the wrong thing. I ain't going to knock nobody for they hustle. Hey, do you. But I'm just saying God has gifted me in so many areas. Man, y'all just don't know. But I choose to operate and exist, you know, as a straight and narrow person. Straight and narrow. You know, they say the way to the Lord is straight and narrow, and I choose to walk that path. But honey, if there's ever a need for some quick cash, I know how to get it. I'm just saying, I know how to get it. So if you need some direction in that direction, I got links for you. I'm just saying, judge me if you want, but it don't matter. You ain't got a gavel, and you ain't got a robe, so it don't even matter to me. But I'm just saying. RC, stop it. I'm just saying. I've been to places people probably. What's up, Ryan? I've been to places that people. I've been to the mountaintop, and that's why I can speak and be very knowledgeable about almost anything, because God gave me the spirit of an adventurer. I don't mind, you know, cracking open doors and peeking in. You know what I'm saying? If it's not for me, it's not for me. But let me see, you know. And like I said, being a home worker, being someone who has you know, left her 9-to-5 job to come home and raise kids. Honey, I've been a telephone actress. You guys probably want to, what's a telephone actress? Exactly what it is, someone who acts via the telephone. And unfortunately, sex does sell, and sex pays the bills. And, hey, I got this voice, you know. And back when I was working my 9-to-5 job and I would answer phones, I mean, people would be turned on by my voice. Don't let me catch a cold. Don't let me have been screaming at the kids, honey. That's the sexy voice that comes out. So, hey, I found a way to use it. And get, and huh?
That's going to need a Baker voice.
No, I didn't say I sound like a cotton gin, but I'm just saying, you know, you can't even understand what she's saying. Stop. No, this is not an Anita Baker voice. I'm just saying, every one of my words is loud and clear. But, yes, honey, I was a telephone actress, a girl six, mind you. And why am I telling y'all this? Oh, I'm telling y'all this because this is the Morning Talk with the Red Hawk Show. Ain't no telling what we going to talk about. Somebody going to get a new stream of income today, because if I could do it, you can do it, okay? Because some of y'all already grimy. You might as well get dirty. I'm just saying, you know, especially if you have financial needs. There is a whole world out there that people prejudge, and my thing is, if you're not killing nobody, if you're not stealing from nobody, harming anyone, hey, you got bills to pay, you better find a way. It beats begging all the time. Hello? Folks get tired of begging. Folks get tired of going without. I say get independent. Put your mind on your money and your money on your mind. There is money to be made on the internet. You just got to have the guts to do it. And thankfully, I got the voice, or had the voice. Thankfully, you know, God didn't mess my body up too much. I'm telling you, people will pay for all kinds of stuff. You be, oh, my God. Can I tell y'all a story? Y'all know I love telling stories. okay. Okay, so this particular site that I was working on, and this was like maybe 2.5 years ago, and I was in financial distress. I'm talking about dying in my financial dealings. But anyway, so I signed up for this site. I went over there, and I'm telling you, you have to be in a certain frame of mind. And my frame of mind that I was in back then was, I got to get this money. I got to get this money. So anyway, this particular site, you know, I'm cute. I'm respectable. I'm the girl next door. You know, people are like, what are you doing this? What are you doing on this site? I'm like, psh, hey, I need some quick cash. Folks ain't buying my books. Folks ain't buying my T-shirts. Folks ain't getting the help they need via my life advice. Hey, I got to get dirty. You know what I'm saying? So I went over there. And let's just say that some of the sites that I was witness to, I'm like, oh, my God. And one person in particular, what's up, Shanice? Shanice, did you ever go over there with me? We got Miss Shanice in the house, honey. She done been everywhere with me. Did you ever go over with me to the sexy site? I'm just saying, I was a leader, honey. I had all kinds of folks coming over there with me. But anyway, this particular broadcaster, anybody that's in front of a camera is a broadcaster. This particular broadcaster looked like she was about, And I'm not judging her. I'm not talking about her. I'm just telling y'all a story. She was like maybe 300 pounds, 200 to 300 pounds, and this woman was huge, okay? And let's just say there must have been a fetish for huge African-American women. I'm talking about obese. She was obese. She was. She was obese, and oh, my Jesus. I couldn't look upon her too much. And this was in our free chat. In free chat, you know, people get to look at your face and, you know, some of your body parts, but nothing explicit. But, oh, my gosh, she would show her feet, and her feet were cracked and bleeding. And people were actually, she would stay in private, okay? When it said unavailable, that meant somebody had bought her. Somebody took, people were taking her private. So I'm just saying, I'm not a judger. I ain't getting paid to judge. I ain't trying to judge. I'm not going to knock nobody's hustle. But this woman was making her own money by way of her own self, and people were paying to see her. I'm just saying, this world is so vast. What's normal? There is no normal. It's all about what you want to do with yourself. And see me, this was my lure. I'm a dancer. Y'all see my videos. I love to dance. I know how to dance. I will shake it till I break it. I'm just saying. And that is how I would get the guys to take me private. You know, bought me some cute little dresses, cute little panty outfits. I mean, I presented myself very well. I was very appealing. Okay, if you're going to do something, do it right. So, honey, I set up shop. I mean, I was only there for like 2.5 months, maybe 3 at the longest. And then I, after I paid those bills that I needed to pay desperately, the feeling left me. I no longer wanted to do that anymore. So I'm just letting you guys know what I've done, okay? There is no shame in my game. I'm not saying it's a brag. None of that. I'm just telling you, I am a real person with real issues, and if you are having real issues with money and you got some balls, well, you know what? Speaking of balls, guys, you know, the guys tried to make money. Ain't nobody really trying to see the guys. I'm just saying, unless it's another guy. I'm just going to be real. Mm-hmm. Women do not pay to see guys, but men pay to see women, and men pay to see men. So, I mean, as a man, you guys, I mean, I wouldn't, excuse me?
That's because men are nasty.
Hey, you a man, you know your kindred spirit. So, men are nasty. They are nasty. But I'm not judging them. I thank God for men, because, honey, whew, them men paid my bills. I'm just saying. And I was, I had began to be respected. Because, I mean, even in me doing dirty stuff, I still was respected. And that's when my money started to dry up. I'm like, now, you know what? It's time for me to go, because these folks would rather me be in free and tell them stories and make them laugh than take me private. That's when I knew the gig was up. When people mm-hmm. stopped taking me private, they had started to respect me. They had started to like me. You know, I don't want to see you naked anymore. You know, I don't want to see you that way anymore. I'm like, well, Dad, can you at least take me private and we talk? I mean, I could talk, you know. But so anyway, that season came and it went very quickly. But I'm just saying, I don't knock anybody for the way they choose to, you know, support their families. And that's basically what I was doing, supporting my family. Other monies had dried up, and I needed fast cash. And hey, sex sells. It really does. And it's a billion-dollar industry. And, yeah. So, anyway, now y'all know a little bit more about the spiritual being, Red Hawk, who, hey, I don't care. You know, I don't care. You ain't got a heaven or hell to put me in. So, whatever. No, it's not a work call. Actually, Shanice, I'm doing my, oh, yes, a girl call in. Let me, I got Miss Shanice over here. I would want you to, I want you to call into my morning show. I want to hear you. Because, see, Shanice is a long-time viewer. from back in the day, from Blog TV, and she has traveled with me all places, all kinds of places over here on the internet. So I want to hear from her. This is testimony time. I'm trying to save the Morning Talk with Red Shaw, Red Hawk show on Blog Talk. I'm trying to save it, but y'all got to give me a reason to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay, this show is slotted for 9 o'clock in the morning, and so, but honey, I can sleep to 11 and start the video show at noon. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to save the show, so I need for you guys to call in. Shanice, dial this number so I can pull you in to the morning talk show over here at Blog. Ryan, yep. You can do the same. What'd you say, RC?
No, I was telling the geese to move off the street so they won't get hit.
You got geese in Atlanta, too?
Man, geese all over the place.
They fly.
They walk in the street like they own it.
They do own it, trust me. Listen, they own it until somebody run their butts over, honey. I done seen a geese with his wing up in the air. I'm like, oh, my God, poor thing. And you know, you get fined for running over the geese. If them cameras catch you and your license plate running over a geese on purpose, oh, you get fined for that. And you may not even do it on purpose, but there is a penalty to pay if you run over one of those geese. But, hey, the geese need to get out the way. I'm just saying, hey, y'all got wings. Get the flapping.
See,
y'all
supposed
to be up in the air anyway.
I think the geese are too domesticated. They're too used to the cars and people, so they ain't no big rush.
Okay, the right one going to come through there. They're going to run them over and then stop and go pick them up and throw them in the trunk, and that's going to be next week's dinner.
Mm-hmm. Be kind of greasy, but hey, you can deal with it.
Listen, I don't want nothing that I've seen walking, okay? Anywho, we got Shanice over here. Hey, boo, let me bring you in. RC, I'm going to leave you muted up. I mean, not muted up, but queued up. We got Miss Shanice over here from the 415. What's up, Miss Shanice? Calling over here from iVlog. What's good?
Hi, Miss Red.
Hey, Pooh.
You know, I was trying to get in the show, the vlog, you know, the video show. Oh, my God, one of my browsers was tripping. I'm sitting here trying to get in there. I couldn't, so I tried another one, and finally it worked. So
that's
all good.
Yes. Now, Shanice, I know you... you've already been on the talk show before on the radio side, but I guess... I want to know why you tune in to the video show. Why does Shanice wake up this early in the morning to tune in to the Red Hawk?
It's more interactive. I can see you. You know, radio show, okay, I can hear you. But to me, there's a disconnect. I can't interact with you. I can't see you. So when you show your face, it allows me, it's kind of like, you're sitting here next to me in person and we're having a one-on-one conversation. But in this way, in the video show, it allows other people to come in and actually see you, and then I can interact with other people too. Whereas the radio show, okay, I can call in, you know, and talk to the people that you have there, but it's, I don't know, to me I'm just, it's better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just calling in and listening to you and listening to other people, the video show actually allows me to look at you and then, you know, type to you. And I don't know. I look at it differently.
Mm-hmm. And see, I started off on video, so I feel like I've come full circle.
Yeah. I think because you were doing Blog TV at one point, and then that was fun. It was a little bit better because, you know, the way that they had set up everything, and then plus a lot of people were using the site. And then when you went radio, I think that was when I was more involved with my work. So I wasn't always able to come in the morning because, you know, because sometimes they have me come in early opening and stuff. So I try to tune into the radio show. But now that you're doing the video show, it's a little bit better, especially to some of the times that you're available, I can come in and say hey and make those little smiley emoticon things, and that's fun too.
Yeah, that is fun. That's a plus to the site. It adds character definitely to the chat room. So, but yeah, and you know, I do the show twice a day, the video show twice a day. I do it in the morning just so I could you know, do it simultaneously with the radio show, and then I come on in the evenings because I know a lot of people do work, you know, the 9-to-5 shift, and you know, they're looking for the hockey. So so yeah, I try to accommodate everybody, the morning people and the evening people, and I love it. I mean, I'm thanking God that I got my mojo back because, you know, for a time I had wanted to come back in front of this camera, but, you know, life and just dealing with, I just had a lot on me, you know, and then, you know, if your heart ain't where it's supposed to be, that's, you don't want nobody. My mom says that you can only fake stuff for so long, and she's like, anybody who knows you, you can be smiling, but they know that there's something wrong, because when you have that light dimmed in your heart or in your soul, people see that. You know, I'm like the light, you know what I'm saying? When I'm happy, it's like the bright sunlight, but, you know, the moon gives off light too. So when I'm going through in my life, you still getting some light, but it's kind of like some dark light, you know, just emergency lights like the moon is, lights up the sky at night. But the sun gives life, you know, so but, yeah, so sometimes when, you know, life takes you for a loop or a spin you weren't prepared for, you got to run and hide, Joe. But for the most part, I've worked through my life issues in front of the camera. Back in the day when my son was 14 and got in trouble, I mean, that was some – I mean, being in front of the camera saved me. Thankfully, I was had just embarked on my spiritual journey over at the psychic sites, and I really just basically lost myself in other people's issues and problems. So, you know, the camera saved me back then, and but now I don't need saving. I'm here to save and help save. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. I love it.
Yeah, now we just need to get you on you now.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know what, I thought about that. I was, you know, in the mirror this morning, and you now did enter my head. It's like I need to find time to go over to you now. And maybe what I could do is go to you now, scouting for viewers for over here, because, I mean, I think this place is perfect for the nest. I mean, you now is so, it's so busy, and I don't like busy energy. I like peacefulness, and this site right here gives the peaceful feel of Mondo Club, and maybe I could just go over to View Now to fish for viewers. I mean, that sounds like a plan. Don't y'all agree?
Yeah, you could do that.
Because it's just so busy over there. I don't like all that jittery energy. Ew, I just, y'all got to remember that I am a spiritual being, and I soak up people's energies, and there's a lot of busy energy over there. A lot. And so I'm going to go over there and snatch and grab and come back over here to iVlog. Come follow me, you know. So I'm we're going to have to make that a plan. I don't know. Today's Monday. We can do it today. We can make it happen today and see how many fish we can reel in by the end of the week, perhaps.
Have you ever thought of doing Google Hangouts?
You know what? I have been involved with some Google Hangouts. Yeah. I've been involved, and yeah, I mean, that girl, look, there's so much I have in my mind to do, but, I mean, I just got to just do them. You know, maybe once a week do a Google Hangout. I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely working on formatting this thing because right now we're just freestyling, you know, but there has to be some type of structure in the future, perhaps. I don't know. You know me, I'm used to winging it, pun intended. But, yeah, so, I mean, we can do a Google Hangout and see how many people show up because isn't Google Hangout connected to YouTube?
Yeah, and then I know it is because once you do a show, it automatically records to your YouTube channel.
Okay. Oh, we definitely need to look into that then. We got a lot. Okay, RC. No, but we're going to definitely look into that too. I'm just trying to figure out the best routes to take. I mean, we're here. You know, video, we back. You know what I'm saying? So that's not even in question. But we just need to find the best routes to get me more exposure and in front of more influential people. You know, I love my viewers now. But, honey, I need some viewers with some deep pockets. I need some sponsors. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about folks to be like, oh, my God, we cannot let this chick get away. Where did she come from? And they're out there. I just need to be put in front of them. And I don't want my viewers who are strapped for cash to support me. I mean, seriously, though. I mean, I'm looking for big money. And your little money, I appreciate it. But I'm looking for some big fish now. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, when you think about it, the way me and RC and Miss Woody and Cheeky do our thing, I mean, we plant little seeds into each other's gardens. But there are some people out there with some huge seeds that need to be planted into our garden so that we can, you know, take our little money and continue, you know, trying to survive here. But there's people out there with deep pockets and big money and money to wipe their butts with. Those are the people I'm looking for. I'm just saying. Those are the sponsors that I'm looking for, folks that ain't going to hurt when they give to me. You know, I don't want anybody to hurt when they give to me. And trust me, when I give, I'm not hurting. You know, I have this thing called a sacrificing that I do. So when I give, it doesn't hurt, but I do be like, oh, my God, I could have used that on something else. But I don't mind giving. I don't mind giving. So, but, yeah, but I'm looking for them folks that got money to wipe their butts with. Is there anyone listening who has money to wipe your butt with? I need you to call into the show at 347-637-3790. Or catch me over here on iVlog. That's ivlog.tv/user. That's /RedHawk. Come on now. I know y'all out there. I know y'all listening. Universe, send them hither. Come hither, y'all. But anyway, Shanice, sweetheart, I appreciate your input on the show. And this is what I wanted for this show. I wanted people to call in and talk to me and me talk to them and preferably folks with issues because I love problem solving. I just love giving advice. Sometimes I awe myself. Where did that come from? Oh, my God, I said that like that. Anyway, but I love it. So I appreciate you, Miss Shanice. For tuning in on this side. I know you over here at Vlog 2. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, we got, oh gosh, y'all, these daggone glasses. Oh, okay, we got guests 05, 41, and 80 in the house, Miss Shanice. Ooh, and Ryan is in the house. Miss Shanice, I'm going to let you go, honey. We can reconvene over here at Vlog. I appreciate you, like I said, calling into the show because this is recorded. So, you know, people need to, you know, listen to this show and just figure out, you know, what it is they really want from the hockey. You know, if y'all want me on here continuously, some more, y'all going to have to show something. I'm just saying, show something, because my iVloggers have no problem tuning in over here at the video show. I mean, I ain't got no problem with folks coming over here in this room, hanging out with me and us having a good time. So boom. Anyway, Miss Shanice, love you, girl. Back over on iVlog we go. Peace. All right, that was Miss Shanice. Yes, Miss Shanice used to be over on Blog TV, too. And see, the thing with her show, it was more of a social hangout, you know what I'm saying, socially hanging out, whereas me, I had a I'm not going to say a real, because hers was real, too, but you know what I'm saying. Mine had a premise, so to speak. You know, yeah, so, but that's how I met Miss Shanice. And she's always called me Miss Red. Oh, just so you know, Miss Shanice, my niece took me on the to the casino this weekend. And let me tell you how I found my machine. I was trying to be drawn to the big money machine, right? So I'm walking around, you know, like I know what I'm doing. I'm not a gambler. I'm really not a gambler, but I'm walking around. I'm here. I'm walking around. And so I see this machine, and it has red on it, right? And I'm so crazy that I didn't even realize that the machine was called Miss Red, and it was Little Red Riding Hood, and the little things that spun around, there was a wolf, and there was a Little Red Riding Hood. But, yes, I was sitting there for, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes before I realized that the machine was actually called Miss Red. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is my machine. And mind you, I did not win anything big, but I didn't lose, like, within the first 10 minutes. I was over there for about an hour. You know, I lost, like, $60. And 40 of it was a gift from my aunt. She gave it to me so I could go on the boat. You know what I'm saying? She's like, it's time for you to win. Here, take this $40. So I lost $40, and then I went to the machine, and I got me $20 of my money, and I still didn't win anything significant, but it was just the whole point that I was sitting at a machine, and its name was Miss Red. And I think if I had took my last 20 that I had on me and put it in that machine, I may have won something big. But see, I'm not a gambler. And I wanted to eat. I wanted to eat real good. So I'm like, nope, I'm not going to put this last 20 in this machine. You know what I'm saying? I only lost 20 of my own money, and that is my limit. You know, when I go on the boat, I only take $20, okay? But fortunately, I had $40 of somebody else's money to play with. So it still, I only lost 20 bucks. But that other 20, I mean, I'm believing that if I had stuck that in there, maybe that's when the big money would have come. But I wasn't willing to take that chance. I don't gamble when it comes to money. So, and I thank God that I'm not a gambler. But it was just fun getting out and having the opportunity to be amongst winners, because one of my nieces I went with, oh, honey, she has this machine. That's her machine. And, honey, that machine was making love to her. It was, and it was beautiful. And I was just happy somebody was winning. I'm not a hater. So I was happy that somebody in my crew was winning, even though I didn't get any of it. It was just the whole point that somebody was winning. And that's, I was happy for her, you know. But anyway, so maybe next time I'll go, I'll take another 20, and I'll sit at Miss Red, and Miss Red is going to give me what I need. Miss Red gonna give me my bread, y'all. It's time for my bread. I need a new stove. I need a makeover for my vehicle, y'all. I'm just saying, there's some things that I need to do around this crib that I can't do based on my slow money. But I thank God for my slow money. Because slow money is better than no money. Hello. RC, would you agree with that? Slow money is better than no money.
Yep, I agree 100% with that. I agree.
Yes, yes, yes. But you know what? It's all going to come together. I truly believe that. Like I said, my alarm actually went off this morning at 8:20. I can't believe it. I saw it as a sign. I'm like, you know what? I am supposed to do the morning talk radio show. So I was a little late getting started, but I'm here. You know, life does happen. And my mirror held me up. I'm going to blame it on the mirror. Blame it on the alcohol. No, I'm blaming it on the mirror. What's up? Cream is in the house. We got Cream. We got Miss Shanice. We got Ryan tuning in to the morning session of the Straight Talk with Red Hawk / Morning Talk with the Red Hawk. We over here live at Blog Talk Radio as well. If you would like to call in and talk to the Hawkie, talk to my listeners. I don't even know if I have any listeners over here. I've been MIA since Tuesday, y'all. I did do a show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, missing in action. I don't even know if I have anybody listening to me over here at Blog Talk, but it's all gravy, baby, because it don't matter. It really didn't matter. After I got shut down for 10 days, listen, that's a sore spot. I need to get over that. Do I need to get over that, RC? Do I need to cleanse from that? Okay, do I need to let that go? You know, I'm always every now and then throwing jabs at my radio listeners because they listen to me get shut down that horrible Monday morning, March 31st at about 9:29:35. Mayday, mayday, hockey going down. Here comes the electric company to shut off my power. So no power, no show. No power, no show. That was very heartbreaking to me to realize that my quote-unquote loyal listeners weren't so loyal. I mean, they couldn't even scrape up $5 to try to save the hockey.
Uh-huh.
You know, that really hurt my spirit. But it was okay because we survived and a lot of changes occurred within those that 10-day period of time. But, yeah. Hey, what's going on? What happened? It says we will be doing a quick chat restart. Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, it doesn't take long to restart. We have good systems here. Okay, listen, I'm sitting up here running my mouth with my head down. I look up and everything's gone. They just made some updates to the site over here at iVlog, making it real good and sexy for us. Yeah, improvements are great. I love people who invest in their investment. And that's something that I try to do, invest in my investment. My time, my energy is an investment, if you guys didn't know. But, yeah, I like to invest in self when I can. Actually, I need to do some eBaying today. Tripped over my MP3 player charger. So that thing is drained, and I have no way of charging it, so I'm going to have to get an MP3 player charger from eBay. I need to give me some sage because I really want to start those Red Hawk Energy Cleansing Release bundles, sending those out to people for a small fee. Some of them will be sent out as gifts. We'll see how that works. But, yeah, I do have a product that you guys can you know, support through. That's going to be beneficial to you as well as me. A Red Hawk Energy Cleansing Release Bundle consists of a bundle of sage, one of my feathers, and the affirmation. Yes. All right, Cream. See you later, sweetheart. Bye-bye. I get the feeling that Cream is the cream of the crop over here. I think Cream is in charge. I'm just saying that's the vibe I get. Yes, it's good to have folks in charge that care about the site, like I said. This site is, 2 years old? It's a spinoff of Blog Talk, and some of the people who were over there. Oh, wonderful. That is great. That. Wait a minute, y'all. Somebody's calling in. Okay. This boy calls every morning around this time. No, I'm not answering his phone. Oh, my God, sweethearts, it is 10:53, which means the radio show will be ending shortly. And I love when the radio show ends because then I can concentrate on the video side. But I'm going to do the radio show out for the rest of the week, at least up until the 9th, so that I will not waste the person who donated the funds to make this month possible. But I'm really seriously considering to end the radio side of this thing and just bring everybody over here. Hopefully your phones and browsers can support the site. If not, y'all, it's time to upgrade. Hello? Hockey makes stuff happen. It's time to upgrade. You've been wanting to upgrade. So make it happen. You know, last week I received my first payment from my overseas jobs over in Sweden and Norway. They had no way of paying me originally, and I'm like, look, PayPal, 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 which was my original way to get paid. I'm like, why don't you just PayPal? And they're like, we don't do that. And I'm like, come on, son. Come on, son. But anyway, lo and behold, I made them enough money that they figured, you know what, she's worth us creating a PayPal account, and that is what happened. So now for future references, anybody else who doesn't have a bank account, a traditional bank account, can now be paid through get paid through PayPal. The safest way on the internet to get paid, I'm telling you. It's like Fort Knox over there, y'all. I mean, I hear people say all the time that their PayPal account got hacked in. That is possible, but it's rare. It is rare, and I pray to God nobody hacks into mine. They're going to be mad, honey, because there's nothing really over there. I mean, there's something over there, but it's nothing to write home about, and plus it's really already gone because I got bills that I'm sitting on. See, listen, my money is spent before I get it. Trust and believe. Any money that I've ever earned in the past year, any donations that I get, that money is already spent. It already is. I mean, I have things that are waiting to be done, like bills. You know, I sit on my bills until I can't sit on them anymore, and I'm like, let me go on and pay this bill. But, I mean, so the money is already spent. So, but that's why I'm saying I need sponsors. With deep pockets, I need sponsors who believe in what I'm doing. I need sponsors who can take my mind off of my money. Because I don't want my mind on my money at all times. I want my mind on bringing comfort and joy and peace to my listeners and my viewers. That is where I want my mind to stay. You know what I'm saying? So come on, y'all. I know y'all out there, you big mega millionaires, honey. Drop a seed. And trust me, when you bless me, you're blessing a multitude of people, because I don't know nothing better to do than share. You know what I'm saying? I will find and create causes to give to. I'm just saying, that's what the hockey is into. You know, but I can't share for my own little, you know, pot of piss. I'm just saying. Did I just say that, my own little pot of piss? I'm just saying. I said that because Phil's be like, you ain't even got a pot to piss in. Honey, I do got a pot, and there's a little bit of piss in there, and I'm going to share it with you if you need some. I'm just saying. I will share my pot of piss with you. That's how much I love you. But anyway, hey, ain't no telling what's going to come out the hockey mouth. I'm just saying, a pot of piss for real. But anyway, it is 10:57. We haven't even had a music break. Oh, my God. RC, we got 3 minutes left on the radio side. Is there anything you want to say before we check out of here?
Yeah, I need to find me some sponsors, too.
Hello? RC said he needs to find him some sponsors, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know you at work.
I need some sponsors as well.
Okay, yeah. RC needs to find sponsors. He does have a music show that he puts on four nights a week. It does cost him money to have his five-hour music show. Oh, my goodness, 5 hours. This man is dedicated to bringing you musical therapy. That is what he is, a musical therapist, and that is what he does. That is his gift. He puts those songs together. I mean, he takes you down memory lane. I mean, once you get finished listening to RC's show, I mean, you really feel like you are recharged. I mean, seriously, and that's how you know it's a gift. You know, after listening to the hockey run her mouth all this time, you guys are recharged. I may be a little drained, but you guys are recharged, and that is you know, fulfilling our purposes. His purpose is being a musical therapist. Mine is mental, emotional, and spiritual therapy by way of sharing my life story, y'all. Ain't nothing like hearing somebody else's sob story to pick you up. Well, dang, I thought I was doing bad. I thought I was doing bad. Look at the hockey. She done been through this. And a lot of stuff I've gone through, a lot of people can't even imagine going through. You know, oh, you're so strong. Honey, it is not my strength. Trust me, it is not my strength. I'm just a willing participant in this thing called my life, and I depend on God to hold me up, to see me through. And in the midst of him holding me up and seeing me through, he sends me on this journey so I can hold you guys up and help see you through. That's all I am, is a guiding light out of the darkness. And some of y'all is in pitch black darkness. Come holler at the hockey. Come holler at the hockey. You can find me online almost anywhere by Googling Straight Talk with Red Hawk. But I do have a .com, thanks to my spiritual brother, Cheeky. Cannot thank him enough for investing in that thing. You can find that link at www.straighttalkwiththeredhawk.com. So, yeah, so you click on that, you'll be on my business website. It's Life Advice by Divine Order. When I'm bringing you advice, honey, whether I'm cussing or fussing or whatever I'm doing, it's still by divine order, okay? God knew that some of y'all needed cussing out while I'm helping you. Hello, you hard-headed ass mother suckers. But anyway, let me stop. I'm going to leave.
No, you did not say that. I said you
hard-headed ass mother suckers. Hello, I didn't even say the F word because I love. No, I would not say the F word on air.
No, I'm just kidding. I know what you said.
I will say it though, off air, honey. Don't make me.
What time this morning before we get off?
Don't do that. I'm like, did I say that? No, I said mother sucker. I try to say mother sucker when I'm in the public. But, honey, I will say the mother effer because I love the way it rolls off my tongue. I mean, it just sounds like butter. Just wrote, huh?
I had to say that earlier today. But I had to put a twist on it. I had to say mother flubbers.
Mother flubbers? Okay.
Mother flubbers.
Ain't nothing like saying the real word. I'm just telling you. When I say the real word, it gives me power down deep in my bones. I'm just saying, I love saying that word. But anyway, I'm going to stop. Because I got listeners over here looking like, oh, did she just say mother? No, I said mother suckers, y'all. Just mother suckers. That's all I said. I try not to cuss on air. Anyway, because folks judge you. You just got to be talking about Jesus,
uh-huh.
And now you cussing. Now you cussing.
Uh-huh.
Honey, that is my flaw. When I first got brought to Jesus, I'm just saying, as a grown woman, I said, Lord, please clear my mouth, cleanse my mouth, wipe my tongue clean. Honey, it ain't clean yet. I'm just saying. So obviously, it's just something that's a part of me. Some things cannot be changed. Some things don't want to be changed, and that's one of them. I love
now,
cussing.
You know what?
Huh?
You know what? I bet you
yes.
In them days when Jesus and them was doing their thing back in those days, just
uh-huh.
Think about the words they used. We had no idea what they used, and they could have meant a whole lot worse than what we're talking about now.
True that. True that. So, I mean, they're just words. They are just words, and it's the intent of the word. And when I call you an immer effer, oh, my God, you better know that I am pissed, royally pissed at you. But and that's why I try not to use it, even though I love saying it. If I say it to you, that means I am, heated. But anyway, y'all, we got to get out of here on the radio side so I can concentrate on the video side because that's where I love to be anyway. But stay tuned, for the Morning Talk with Red Hawk Show. If you are listening to us via Blog Talk, come on over to iBlog, honey. The show continues. It's live, and I'm in full effect. And who knows, I might sing a bar or two. Honey,
I wish it was a phone number over on the iBlog side so I can call in so I can listen to the audio part of it, but maybe one day.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. Well, maybe we can suggest that. Did you suggest that?
No, I didn't. I just thought about it
yes.
Just now.
Okay, well, suggest that. They are open to suggestions.
Yep, I will do that.
Okay, and the more people who suggest stuff, you know, that's probably the things that they try to incorporate into the show, I mean into the site, so yeah. But anywho, we are about to get out of here over here at Blog Talk Radio. Guys, I should be here tomorrow at Blog Talk. I'm going to, like I said, try to finish out the rest of the month. The month is over on the 9th, so I don't want to waste anybody's hard-earned money, but especially my own. But this was a gift. This month was a gift from a listener, so I appreciate her if she's listening. I do appreciate you, Boo. But this, I think this, you know, this is a wrap. We need to go over here to the video side and concentrate on getting me exposure, getting me seen, and anything in between. Hello. Anyway, y'all, peace, love, pay it forward. As RC says, words of encouragement. Miss Woody probably didn't know we were on. She's doing her thing. It's all good, honey. I mean, it's like church. You can miss a few days. I mean, I'm just saying, it ain't going to kill you. But anyway, we are up out of here. Just in case you want the call-in numbers for tomorrow so you can be ready, the call-in numbers are 347-637-3790. Again, 347-637-3790. That number allows for you to call into the show, listen to the show, hit one, you get to talk on the show. So let's do this, y'all. Let's end this right. And don't be afraid to invest in the best. Who's coming from you from the nest? Hello, let me stop. Okay, y'all, peace, really. Peace, love, all that good stuff. Bye.
Bye, sis.
Bye, Broham.
Trying to find a warm place. Heavy rain falling. Seems I hear your voice calling. It's all right.
Anyway, Georgia.
A rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing. Packs of cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. A rainy night in Georgia. Such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wondered, it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, it's life, and you just got to play the game. I find me a place in a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, it's hard to rest. I hold your picture to my chest, and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. I feel it's raining all over the world, and a lonely night. and it's raining all over the world. Oh, have you ever been lonely, people, and you feel that it was raining all over this man's world? You're talking about the raining over the world.
Has gone off. I forgot to end the show.